charged by a bear.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Ed Bangs is an old friend of the show. For 23 years, he led the effort to reintroduce and recover healthy wolf populations in the northern Rocky Mountains, and he retired from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He has a great story about Alaska.
One time we were on Raspberry Island hunting, and a friend of mine shot a deer in the neck, and it ran by me, and I shot it in the other end, and then it ran off bleeding pretty good. So I was trailing it. He was behind me, and then I hear some brush crashing up in front of me. I thought, well, it was a deer falling down and stuff. And my buddy yells out. He's probably a couple hundred yards behind me. Then he goes, Ed, there's a bear up there. I'm like, okay, you know, no big deal. Pretty soon he yells, and I hear it again. He goes, hey, Ed, it's coming towards you. You probably ought to get out of there. So I just kind of trot down this hill just trying to get out of the way. Then I go, Chris, where's the bear? And I turn behind me, and there's this brown bear like 20 yards from me just coming at me like a rocket. And so I threw my bow away because you don't want to fall on your arrows and get stabbed or anything, and spun around. I had a pistol, cocked it, locked in the position. This bear's like 10 yards away from me. Didn't realize I'm a person. So I think what it did is smell the blood, thought I was a deer or something. But anyway, slams on the brakes and then just stops, and we watch each other for a couple seconds, then it just walks away from me. So my buddy came running up with his pistol, and he goes, I thought you were toast.
Awfully glad you made it, big boy. All's well that ends well. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.